Harry Smith joins us, NBC News correspondent, former CBS News reporter. Brand new program coming out, Rock Center with Brian Williams, premiering on Monday at 10 p.m. Eastern. Harry, thanks for coming on. I appreciate it.
9 Central.
Forgot to say it. Sorry.
It's quite all right. Want to make sure every eyeball we can get a hold of gets on this thing.
So. Well, what is Rock Center about?
It's going to seem, there are going to be aspects of it that seem awfully familiar. Traditional magazine storytelling sort of stuff that is, it's kind of 60 Minute-ish. But it's going to be live every week, and Brian's going to host the show live every Monday night. Mm-hmm. So if there's an important story that we feel, you know, we really need to pay attention to, we'll be able to we'll crash it in the preceding several days and drill into it if it feels like it's more important than the stuff that we have planned for the show. So we'll be a little more nimble, I think, in that regard. And, of course, a lot of it is about Brian. Every story that we do, we're expected to be in the studio afterwards, and it's going to be unscripted. We have no idea what he's going to ask us about. And then if you've ever seen him on Fallon or on Letterman, you know he's out of his mind. So
he's a funny guy.
Brian's out of his mind aspects to the show too. So yeah. You know, we'll see how that works.
Okay, all right. I'm curious. I've watched news magazines for years. I'm curious how long in advance you do have to have things prepared in case there is no big story you're going to be covering. So how long in advance do these stories? How long does it take to put a story together?
Well, you know, it depends. It's interesting because it's a little old-fashioned, because what you're trying to do is make a story that's going to stick to the screen for 6 or 7 or 8 or 9 or 12 minutes. And so, I worked in local news for years. I worked as a correspondent for CBS forever. Mm-hmm. And a lot of that is you jump off the plane, you run to the site, you do whatever you can get done in an hour or two, and then throw it on television.
Yeah.
We're just back from South Africa. We were there for a week shooting. It's almost like you're shooting a movie.
Yeah.
And then you spend a lot of hours culling through that material to get just the very best stuff. And it's a painstaking process. You've got a lot of people, looking over your shoulder for standards, for journalistic standards, all that other stuff. So it's kind of old fashioned, but there are not a lot of people doing that stuff anymore. So for me personally, it's a very cool experience.
I'm going to jump over here. You have a lot of people in the streets right now in different cities around America. I know you certainly have some in New York on Wall Street. What are your thoughts about what they're doing and what they're accomplishing?
Well, it's a sign of the frustration, and they're not the first ones to say, we're mad as hell and we don't feel like we want to take it anymore. We started to feel that 2 years ago already from the Tea Party.
Yeah.
And I think it's all out of the same mix. There's a sense of frustration in the country, like how did we get off the rails this way? And the generations of Americans have been able to benefit from what generations of before gave them.
Yeah.
And this is a generation that says, what happened to the promise? That's how I'd interpret it.
And how about the presidential candidates right now, the Republicans? They still have a large field. You see anybody standing out among anybody else?
Well, I felt it months ago already. I was in Dallas for, I don't even remember what the story was, but 6 months ago, just meeting people in the street, people were very enthusiastic about Herman Cain.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, while he's leading in the polls, it'll be interesting to see if he can sustain it. People are just enormously attracted to the simplicity of how he looks at things. Romney's got all the dough. His problem, of course, is in a place like Iowa, for instance, which is the first caucus, is he's a Mormon and the evangelical Christians control the Republican Party in Iowa, so he probably won't do great out of the box. I mean, he's only been there 3 times.
Yeah.
This thing is wide open. It's crazy wide open.
This is Harry Smith, an NBC News correspondent, former CBS News reporter. Look for the show Rock Center with Brian Williams. It premieres on Monday, 10 o'clock Eastern, 9 o'clock Central. Don't miss it. Harry, thank you so much for your time today. I appreciate it.
Sure, appreciate it.